There's a simple formula to win the £10,000 jackpot counter here. Dispatch all of your opponents, then master the machine. Can it be done? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players who are hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Nigel, a local radio presenter from South Wales.
I'm Aideen, a council worker from Belfast.
I'm Carolyn, a travel agent from Chester.
I'm Paul, an account manager from Bristol.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the value of your entire drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? OK, here we go. First question. On which Saints Day in February would you be most likely to receive a card from your Paul?
St Valentine's Day.
Anonymous secret admirer, Paul. Yes, you're absolutely right. Paul, would you like to play or buzz?
I'll pass it, please, Ben.
Who are you going to pass to? Carolyn, Aideen or Nigel?
I will pass it to Nigel.
Nigel, where are you going to go?
We'll go with drop zone three, please, Ben.
Looks good, doesn't it? Light up drop zone three, please. Down. It's flat. Not going to get the double. But can you get something? Oh, no, not quite. Gripped to the edge, Nigel. I'm afraid nothing's going to fall for you. Down to two counters. Next question. In Christianity, the nativity refers to the birth of which biblical figure? Nigel.
Jesus.
It was Jesus, yes, Jesus Christ. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'll go with the same one, drop zone three.
Right up drop zone three.
And hopefully push off the ones I just put in there.
Yeah, that'll be good. You've set them up nicely, just knock them in the back of the net. Are they far enough?
Could be all right.
Could be okay, yep. Let's get it flat. Right, you're down. Now then, your second counter in here, Nigel. We could do with some money. Oh, no. OK, don't give up yet, Nigel. Don't give up. You got them. Well done.
Thank you.
Four across the tipping point, that's £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you have £200 with one counter left to play. Next question. Which royal is patron of the Royal Horticultural Society, organiser of the Chelsea Flower Show? Carolyn.
Prince Charles.
It's not Prince Charles, it's Queen. It's our Queen, Queen Elizabeth II. Carolyn, going in early and getting the answer wrong, I'm afraid, means we have to steal a counter from you. That's gone into the penalty pot. You'll be playing for that at the end of the round. You've got two counters left. Next question. Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci was born in which modern-day country? Nigel.
Italy.
Yes, Nigel, well done. Now, your last counter, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll go drop zone two and hope it goes to the right.
All right, light up drop zone two for Nigel. This is your last counter. It's gone left.
Mm.
Not where you wanted it, but let's see what you can get. It's flat. Down and flip it over. This be gonna go. Ooh. Squeeze two more across the tipping point, Nigel. £100 for those two. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you've used all three counters. You've got yourself £300 for the time being, Nigel. You're out of the round. Next question. What is the official currency of the UK? Aideen.
Pound sterling.
Yes, it is. The British pound. Aideen, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone three. Between that overhang and the double counter, it's very tempting.
Does look good, doesn't it? Light up drop zone three for us, please. So you've got your strategy worked out.
Yeah.
How about that drop? Looks good for the left, doesn't it?
It's open.
It is flat.
Come on.
Ooh, that's a nice drop. And yes. Lovely broad shove. Well done. Hey, Dean, that's five across the tipping point. £250. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So £250 with your first drop. You've got two counters left.
Brilliant.
Next question. In education, what does the C stand for in GCSE? Paul.
Certificate.
It does. Yes, you're absolutely right. Do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to play, please, Ben.
Where do you want to go?
I'll go drop zone two, Ben, please. It's still looking tempting.
Drop zone two it is. Light it up, please. Clean, quick drop.
Doesn't mean anything.
There you go. Can it mean that the mystery's going to be yours? No, Paul. Hard luck. Close, but they're staying where they are. So one counter in for you, nothing over the tipping point. You're down to two counters. Next question. Small in size and possessing a short tail. What animal is a quail? Paul.
It's a bird.
Yes, it is. Well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I will play again, please, Ben. Drop zone two is still very tempting.
Okay, load up drop zone two. Bit of a sketchy top shelf there. See if you can shift those ones that are right on the line between two and three. Need a decent shove to get them. Go on, go on, go on. Yes, there you go. And what about the tipping point? Oh, Paul! So you set up another tipping point, but nothing drops for you, Paul.
No.
Down to your last counter. Next question. The Bob, Afro, and the Rachel are all styles of what? Aideen.
Hairstyles.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to go back to drop zone three, please, Ben.
Right up, drop zone three for Aideen. Is that double finally going to go for you?
Hopefully.
Let's see. Oh, it's gone to the right side. Can we get some over that shelf? What do you think, Aideen?
Well, at least it's flat. I'm hopeful. Come on.
Oh, it's staying there, Dean. So, nothing more to add for that drop. You're down £250 with one counter left. Next question. Cantaloupe and Galia. Carolyn.
Melon.
Are varieties of which fruit? They are, Carolyn. Now then, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please,
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to try drop zone two, because it's... I think it's ready to drop, hopefully.
It should be. It should be stuff going everywhere. OK, load up drop zone two for Carolyn. Go. It's all yours now. What do you think of that?
Don't know, could have done with it a bit more to the left.
OK, you got it down, though. Anything could shift. Can you get something over? Yeah. Lovely. It's like a ripple along the tipping point. Well done, Carolyn. Carolyn, 11 across the tipping point. It's a lovely drop. £550. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. £550 with one counter left to play. Next question. First celebrated on the 8th of May 1945, VE Day marked the Allied victory in which international... Aideen.
Second World War.
International conflict. Yes, it was World War II. Aideen, would you like to play?
I'll play, please, Ben.
Where do you want to go, Aideen?
Drop zone two, please, Ben. I like the look of that mystery counter.
OK, change of tack for Aideen. Let's go for drop zone two.
Yes.
Drop. Like that one?
Yeah, I do.
Anything going to go for you? Yep.
Oh, come on.
You're right on target. Desperately wants to go for you. It's being held up by the others, isn't it? Just hanging over the edge. Goodness me, Aideen, I'm afraid that's your third counter into the machine. Nothing else drops for you, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Carolyn and Paul, just the two of you left. Next question. PCSO, PC and DCI are ranks... Paul?
Police force.
In which of the emergency services? They are indeed in the police force. Paul, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play drop zone two. I've got my eye still on the mystery counter.
Light up drop zone two for us, please. It's got to be on the left, surely. Come on now, machine. Oh, that's all right. What do you think, Paul?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to have a little bit more to the right.
Squeeze that silver counter between them all. If you get it down. Go on, big shove. Oh, no, 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 no.
Come off, surely.
Oh, desperate for this, your last counter. Come on, go. Come on.
Yes.
Oh, well done. Finally, they fell for
yeah,
you.
Finally.
Five counters across the tipping point with your last drop, Paul. £250. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Hugely important that, because it draws you level with Aideen on £250. You've also got yourself a mystery prize as well, which is a worldwide hotel voucher courtesy of hotels.com.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Ben.
My pleasure. You have now used all three counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Caroline, just you left in. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. Okay. You do need to give me the right answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Okay.
Here we go then, Caroline. In 1633, the Italian astronomer Galileo was prosecuted for suggesting the Earth rotated around which celestial body?
The sun.
Yes, it was the sun, Carolyn. Right then, one counter left to put in the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to my favourite, Drop Zone 2, I think.
Fire up Drop Zone 2, please. Two doubles on the edge now. One in two, one in three. You're in the lead as it is. Can we extend that lead? Go.
Would have liked it a bit more. It's the other way.
Split them, I think, as well, isn't it? You got them flat. Got a wobbling Drop Zone 3 as well that could be yours if these go.
I don't think she's going to be kind to me.
Nothing with that one. So, Caroline, nothing else to add. You stay on £550. So, as things stand, Caroline's leading on £550. From Nigel on £300. Aideen and Paul both have £250, but it's not over. There is one counter in the penalty pot up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you all one more question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer, you'll put the counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Aideen and Paul, you're both currently joint last. If you want to have a chance of getting through to the next round, then you need to try and give me the correct answer to this question. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. In the Looney Tunes cartoons, Yosemite Sam and Elmer Fudd are the arch enemies of which grey rabbit? Carolyn.
Roadrunner.
Which grey rabbit, Caroline? Bugs Bunny? Bugs Bunny? Ring a few bells now? Yeah. Oh, Caroline, I'm afraid we have to freeze you out.
No problem.
OK, Nigel, Aideen, Paul, next penalty pot question is for you. Someone described as a golfer is a professional in which sport? Nigel.
Golf.
Yes. It's as straightforward as that, Nigel. You get the penalty pot, which means it's going to be a sudden death between Aideen and Paul in just a few moments. Nigel, you get to put another count in the machine now. What are you thinking?
Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3 for us, please. Stay where it is. Get over, get over. Won't take much to shift it, will it? But it'll take a bit more than that. I can't believe it stayed there. Could you get the double, though? Oh! Three across the tipping point. So £150 is what we can add from the machine into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Caroline has £550, Nigel £450, Aideen and Paul both have £250. So, Aideen and Paul, I'm going to ask you one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you go through. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, your opponent will go through. Best of luck to both of you. Here comes your sudden death question. Beamer is a nickname for vehicle... Aideen.
BMW.
For vehicles made by which German car manufacturer? It is BMW. Very well done. She was just fractionally quicker, Paul.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that's all she needed to be. So at the end of the round, Caroline is leading on £550. Nigel has £450. Aideen sneaks through on sudden death with £250. And that means that, Paul, I'm afraid with your £250, we have found your tipping point. But, of course, you have won your worldwide hotel voucher. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Ben.
So join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Nigel, Aideen and Caroline have all survived to play round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters, and the player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Caroline, you are our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to pass to one of the others?
It's tempting. I'm going to go first because that double counter's screaming at me.
It is shouting quite loud, isn't it? Even I can hear it.
Drop Zone 2's got quite heavy as well, so...
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'll go first.
Caroline, here please. We go then. 30 seconds for you. Every time you give me a right answer, you get another counter. If you don't know, just say pass. 30 seconds, please. Your time starts now. Crimbo is a slang name for which festival? Correct. What name is given to the type of lamp invented in the 1960s that forms fluid psychedelic
lava
shapes? Correct. At only 88 days, which planet in our solar system has the shortest year?
Mercury.
Correct. What do the two O's stand for in the retail acronym BOGOFF?
One.
Correct. In the long-running cartoon series The Simpsons, what is the main profession of the character named Krusty?
A binman.
He's a clown. Pétanque is a ball game invented in which European country?
France.
Caroline, you were right, but just fractionally out of time, so we can't give you that one. You did get four correct answers, though, so four counters put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
It's got to be Drop Zone 3. It's got to be ready to go.
Surely now. Light up Drop Zone 3 for us. It moved, didn't it? It could be. What do you think? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Come on.
It's going to get a bit lateral on that.
Joking.
Not this time. So, Caroline, you've got three more to put in.
It's got to be Drop Zone 3 again, please.
Ben. Fire up, please. Here we go.
Not far enough.
So that
over.
Silver one's going to go for you, isn't it? If it can get some nudges on the ones either side. Go on now. Yeah, there's two. Oh, what about the tipping point?
Not far enough over.
Oh!
No.
Caroline! It's screaming even louder now.
I know. It's got to be three. I was going to go for two, but I'll go for three.
Fire up Drop Zone 3, please. Just vibrate his way down.
Oh,
that's going to come for the other double. That's going to get close. Oh, you got some. Three across the tipping point. Caroline, £150. And you've got one more to put in.
Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3. In we go. The last one in this round for you.
Oh, no,
the wrong side again. Consistently, they've gone left. It's flat.
Might do something, but I don't think.
Get some here. Oh. Not got any money. It's just slid across the touch as well.
Oh,
you take those, though. Well done. Four more across the tipping point, Caroline. Another £200. So you finish up and you worked very hard for it with £350. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And your score sits at £900. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Nigel, you're currently in second place. If you'd like to, you could pass and ask Aideen to go instead.
No, we've all had a good Drop Zone 3 for the last half an hour, so I'll try my luck if I could, please.
I think that's very wise. 30 seconds for Nigel, please. Your time starts now. A human skeleton is predominantly made from which hard white tissue?
Bone.
Correct. Are You Lonesome Tonight was a 1961 UK number one
Elvis
hit.
Elvis Presley.
Correct. In 2014, Gemma Arterton played Rita O'Grady in which West End musical set in Essex?
Pass.
Made in Dagenham. Which American sport precedes the word cap to give the name of a popular type of hat?
Pass.
Baseball. The Welsh island of Anglesey lies in which major body of water?
The Irish Sea.
Correct. The Tudor Queen Mary, the first practiced and tried to restore... The Tudor Queen Mary, the first practiced and tried to restore which Christian religion to England? Did you know the answer?
Protestantism.
It was Catholicism. You got three rights. So three counts to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 3, please.
Right up Drop Zone 3. Surely it's only going to take one in the right place. Oh, that's it. Clean, straight drop.
Oh.
Is this what they've been working hard for? Well done. Five drop for you, Nigel. 5 is £250. You got the double, though, so let's double that up and give you another £250. So that gives you £500 in the machine, which means you're now leading Carolyn by £50. You've got two more to put in.
I'll go to drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Yeah. Light up drop zone 4, please. Left of 4, right of 3. Swing that over to the left. Down! It's wrong side for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get you something? Oh, this could... Ah, that could make it up nicely. Yes, well done. Nigel, that's another 7 across the tipping point, another £350. You're up to £850, and you've got one more to put in.
We'll stick with drop zone 4, I think, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone 4 for us, please. What about that one? Do you like that one?
I don't think so. I think it's going to go underneath.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Could slide the one over the edge. Oh, one more drops in. It's another £50 for you. Let's add that in to the machine. That's £900, Nigel. Let's take it and put it into your bank. You finished up with £1,350. Well played. OK, Aideen, your turn now.
Yep.
30 seconds for Aideen, please. Your time starts now. Ron Weasley is a character in which series...
Harry Potter.
Correct. Which inert gas often used in balloons makes the human
Helium.
Voice... Correct. Who became Scotland's first minister in November 2014?
Pass.
Nicola Sturgeon. What type of alcoholic beverage is associated with the Irish drinks manufacturer Magners?
Cider.
Correct. A yashmak is a veil worn by some Muslim women over which part of the body?
Head.
Correct, I can take that. Which Formula One team won the first 5 Grand Prix at the beginning of the 2014 season?
Ferrari.
Mercedes. Daryl Hannah played what type of mythical aquatic creature in the film Splash?
Mermaid.
Mermaid.
Mermaid. Nigel knew it, Carolyn knew it. You're probably a bit too young, Aideen.
Thanks.
4 counters to put in the machine, though. You need 13 to catch Carolyn. Where are you going to go?
We'll start at 4 and see how many I can get.
OK, we're going to start with drop zone 4. If you can shift them, there's a fair few there.
That's all right. It's good.
Nigel likes it.
No!
She's taking a lot on the top shelf and soaking them all up like a sponge. Nothing's going over, though, Aideen. 3 to go.
I'll go back to 4, please, Ben.
Light up top zone 4.
Yeah,
got it down. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Are they going to go, though? Whoa.
Yes.
Very nice, Aideen. Very well done. That's 10 counters across the tipping point.
OK.
£500 that we can add in right there. Now, you need 3 more to catch Carolyn.
OK. I'm going to move over to 2 and try and get that double counter.
OK. Light up drop zone 2, please. That could be good.
Could be OK.
Oh, oh. Come on! Oh, no. Aideen, you still need 3 more counters to catch Carolyn. You've got
yep.
1 more to put in the machine. Where can you get 3 counters in 1 drop?
Let's go back to 4, if it's got to me.
OK, light up drop zone 4.
Yes.
About there. 3 will do it. Can you get them?
Good spread. Yes.
Oh, that's really well done, 18. That's another 8 across the tipping point, which is another £400. Let's take that £900 from the machine and put it into your bank. And that's changed everything. Nigel is still leading with £1,350. Aideen is through with £1,150. Carolyn, I'm afraid that means with £900 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So it's Nigel and Aideen who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly.
The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the What? A, rain, B, fog, or C, thunder. Call 01041 613030. 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck.
Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Nigel and Aideen. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, guys, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner. We'll be playing for £10,000. So, Nigel, you have a slim lead, but it's an important one because it means you get to choose. Would you like to take the first question?
Yes, please, I will, please. Yeah.
OK, here we go. In which 1987 film did Corey Haim and Corey Feldman become vampire hunters in a small Californian town? You can pass to Aideen if you're not sure.
I think she might know it, actually. I'll answer, please.
You're going to go for it?
No, I'll pass it.
That was a quick change
no,
of mind.
No, I'm really not that certain. No, I'll pass it up.
You're not
please.
Certain enough no. to go for it? OK, Nigel's passed it. Aideen, do you know?
I don't.
Oh, OK. Any ideas? Ring any bells?
Not at all. When I heard those two actors' names, I was thinking of a completely different film. So I'm just going to guess something really obvious. Dracula Town.
OK. Aideen, you've given me the answer. You're not sure. Is it Dracula Town? It was The Lost Boys.
Oh.
It starred Kiefer Sutherland, of course. It's the most brilliant film. Nigel, that worked out very well for you. Where do you want to go?
I'll go to Drop Zone 2, please, Ben. I hope it goes to the left.
Yeah, light up Drop Zone 2. A little cluster there. There you go. That's where you wanted it?
Sit down.
Yep. Squeeze that one out. And there's four across the tipping point, Nigel. Well done. £200, nice steady drop to get you going. Let's take the money from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're on £1,550. Aideen, we come to you. In which year was Prince Harry born? You can pass this if you're not sure.
Oh, I think I'm going to play it.
OK.
I'm going to say 1984.
1984. You've gone for it, Aideen. Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer 1984? Yes! Well done, Aideen. You get to put the counter into the machine.
It's looking pretty heavy in Drop Zone 1, and I don't think we've played it yet, so I'm going to try Drop Zone 1, please,
Ben. You're absolutely right. It's not been used. Light up 1, please. 8 counters now is the difference, Aideen. Out, settle Ooh. Down.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Go on, go on. Oh. We've got two, which is £100. They're all counting now. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're on £1,250. Nigel, we come back to you for your second question. Footballers Sean and Bradley Wright Phillips are the sons of which retired English professional footballer? You can pass if you're not sure.
I'm struggling with his first name. No, I'm not, sorry. No, I'm not. I'll answer the question.
OK.
Ian Wright.
Is the answer Ian Wright? Yeah, good old Wrighty. Of course it is. Well done, Nigel. So, another count for you. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go in number one, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 1, please.
Oh, split a gap, I think.
Split them. Could get something. Oh, yes, yes. Another three, another £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Nigel. So you edge up to £1,700 and you edge further away from Aideen. Aideen, time for your second question. Sherry is a fortified wine produced in the Andalusia region of which European country?
Ben, honestly, there's two countries in my head, and I'm going to hope there's two countries in Nigel's head, so I'm going to pass it.
Nigel, great opportunity to steal this. How many countries are there in your head, Nigel?
One.
Which is?
Spain.
Is the answer Spain? Yes, it is. Oh, hard luck, Aideen. Unfortunately for you, Nigel got the right answer. So, Nigel, where are you going to go now?
One again, please, Ben.
Light up, drop zone one, please.
All right.
Yep. It listened. Can we get it down? See if we can... It is flat. Go. Oh, very nice. Another four across the tipping point. Another £200. Keeping it moving, Nigel. It's the way to do it. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. £1,900. Time for your third question. First published in 1979, which British adult comic was founded by Geordie brothers Chris and Simon Donald? You can pass this if you don't know.
I think... 79, I think I know the answer. And I'm going to take a bit of a punt and I'm going to say Viz.
It's gone with Viz. Let's see if Nigel's got this right. Is the answer Viz? Yes, famous for characters like Roger Melly from the telly. Nigel, where are you going to go?
Ben, I'm going to go for drop zone two, please. See if I can have the double counter.
OK, line up drop zone two, please.
Maybe.
Is it going to be on target? Going to have a nice shove. Is it going alongside it? One more there. £50. Let's take it straight from the machine and put it into your bank. You go up to £1,950. Aideen, we come to you for your third and final question. In the New Testament, which of the 12 apostles is the brother of John?
I'm stuck between Peter and Mark. I don't think it was Thomas. Let's have a guess at Peter.
You've gone with Peter. If you're right, you keep the count, so you've got one last chance to win through to the end game. Which of the 12 apostles is the brother of John? Aideen is hoping it's Peter.
Oh!
It was James. James was the brother.
Oh.
Aideen! I'm so sorry, that means... that Nigel, you are definitely going to be playing for £10,000. Very well done. And you get to put another counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
We'll have a second try at a double counter and I'll go for drop zone two, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone two for Nigel, please. Is that more on target?
I don't think so.
Shift those ones there. Go on now. Oh, good work. Go, yes! Nigel, that's one across the tipping point. We give you £50 for that. But, of course, it is the second double, so we can double it up and give you another £50. So, with your last counter, you take another £100 from the machine. Let's put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, Nigel is today's winner with £2,050, which means, Aideen, I'm afraid to say, with £1,250, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Ben.
Nigel, congratulations. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a touch bigger, but it's a whole lot better. So if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Lovely, thank you.
Can Nigel master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts. A, Rain, B, Fog or C, Thunder? Call 0904 161 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Nigel is today's winner. and he's managed to get himself £2,050. Very well done.
Thank
what
you.
We would love for you to do, though, Nigel, is go home with £10,000. If you were to get the money, what would you like to do with it?
Depend on how much it is. Either it's going to pay for myself and my wife to go to Sicily, because we've already booked it and we're going to pay for it.
Nice, you can pay that off.
Or, alternatively, my son has just gone to New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And if I win the jackpot, then hopefully that will get us to go and see him next year.
That'd be fabulous, wouldn't it? It's a fantastic country to go and visit as well. So all we've got to do is get the jackpot counter out now. Mm-hmm. Good luck, Nigel.
Thank you.
We're going to find out now whether Nigel is going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to win £10,000 is get it out again. But, of course, there is a little bit more to it than that. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. The more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. If you don't manage to claim the jackpot, you'll still get £50 for all the other counters that drop for you during the same game. But we'd love to send you home with £10,000. OK?
Fine.
First thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. So where are you thinking?
I'm thinking drop zone four, Ben, because of the fact you've got the mystery counter there.
Yeah. Should we load up drop zone four then?
Yes, please.
OK. Drop zone four for us, please. Third time today. Ah! OK.
That's OK, that's fine.
Not the side we wanted it, but...
That's all right.
It is nice and flat, which is so, so important. And we started off
fine.
With a nice couple across the tipping point. £100 for those two just there, so the money goes up to £2,150. Jackpot counter nice and flat, left-hand side of drop zone four. Let's take a look at the end game subjects. Film, human body, the UK, sport, nature and literature. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters?
Film for three, please.
We'll start with film for three counters, please. The mission is a man is the tagline for which film? The Matrix, Failure to Launch, Saving Private Ryan.
I can't say The Matrix because I have no idea what's in there apart from lots of people flying around and fighting. Failure to Launch, I've never heard of.
Right.
So, bearing in mind the nature of what Saving Private Ryan is about, I'll take an hopefully educated guess. It's Saving Private Ryan, please, Ben.
Let's take Saving Private Ryan, please. For three counters. Is the answer Saving Private Ryan? Yes. Perfect. Logic. If you can do that with every single one, we'll be laughing. OK. Drop zone four?
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. It's the first counter at that jackpot. See if we can get it moving straight away. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Ooh. Sorry for now.
Yep. Let's get that one. And there's three across
Fine.
The tipping point. £150 for those three, so we go up to £2,300. Got two more to go. Drop zone four again.
Yes, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
Yeah, that's fine. That's very good.
What?
Very good.
Bang on target. Well done, Nigel. Another two across the tipping point. Let's add in £100 there. £2,400 is where we are.
OK, stay with number four, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone four, please.
That could be all right.
Yeah.
That's OK.
Some lateral on it. Is it going to slide around it? Just a little nudge. OK, so nothing for the last one. But we've got £2,400 in the machine, and that jackpot counter is over the edge of that top shelf. Going well. Back to the categories.
UK for three, please.
OK, the UK for three counters, please. The Historic Buildings and Monuments Commission for England is better known by what name? The National Trust, English Heritage or Environment Agency?
It's not the Environment Agency because I used to work with them when I was a police officer.
OK, great.
And they deal with floods and stuff like that.
Right.
This is a guess between two, 50-50 guess, the National Trust.
Shall we light it?
Yes, please.
We're going to take the National Trust. Is the answer the National Trust? Oh, it was English Heritage.
50-50 wrong.
It was. OK, not to worry. Okay. Let's go back to the categories. We're still in good shape. Human body, sport, nature and literature.
We're going to stick with three and we're going to go for human body, please, Ben.
Human body for three counters, please. By what name is the joint injury, prepatellar bursitis, better known? Tennis elbow, soldier's heel, housemaid's knee?
I've got to go with the idea the patella is the kneecap. I'm sure it is. Well, yeah, sure it is. I'll go for housemaid's knee, please, Ben.
Should we like that one?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with housemaid's knee. Let's find out. Prepatellar bursitis, is it better known as housemaid's knee? Brilliant. Inflammation of the knee?
Right, OK.
OK, three counters.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Drop zone four it is. Light it up, please.
Slightly to the left. Yeah, micro past it.
Quite enough, is it? Mystery's getting a bit closer. Two to go.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four, please. Oh, there
That's
you go.
Better. That's much better.
That's it. Spin down. Okay. There's four across the tipping point.
Good.
Very nice. Another £200 goes in. £2,600 is where we're at. And importantly, that jackpot counter's on the bottom shelf.
Mm.
One more to go.
Four again, please, Ben.
Drop zone four, please.
Slightly to the left. That could be all right.
Could do, couldn't it? Which way is it going to slide on it? Oh! Okay, let's take some here if we can. Or just set them up.
Set them up.
So, £2,600 in the bank. Jackpot counters on the bottom shelf. Your mystery's just on the edge. Back to the categories, sport, nature and literature.
I can't back off now. I've got to go with sport for three, please.
We'll have a sport question for three counters, please. Who scored Europe's winning points in the 2014 Ryder Cup? Jamie Donaldson, Lee Westwood or Graham McDowell?
Jamie Donaldson.
You seem pretty certain about that.
He's a Welshman.
Should we light it up?
Jamie Donaldson.
We're going with Jamie Donaldson. Was it Jamie Donaldson who scored the winning point? Yes, it was. Well done.
Thank you.
Fabulous moment it was too. What a great shot he played into the green. OK, three to go.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four.
That's good.
That's on it, Nigel.
That's very good.
That's a bit naughty. Down. Go on, Nigel.
Sit down. That's all right.
There it is. Clip. Come on now. Come on now. Another £50. That goes in, right, to £2,650. We've got two more to put into the machine.
I think we go drop zone four, please.
I think that's a good idea. Light up drop zone four for us, please.
Same place. Not quite.
I don't know. Where's that going to go? Come towards it, a bit of lateral on it. Ooh, Nigel!
It's okay.
A little nudge. One more to put in.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four, please. Nigel, is that far enough? Has it gone too far? Oh, Nigel! Oh!
Calm, stay calm.
Okay, so £2,650. Look how close you are. You're inches away. Less than that. Let's go back to the categories.
Literature for two, please, Ben.
Okay, we'll have literature for two counters, please. The last completed novel by Thomas Hardy was called Jude the What? Secure, obscure, or insecure?
Obscure.
Confident about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's light up obscure, please. We seem pretty certain that the answer is Jude the Obscure. 1890 was when he wrote it.
OK.
This is it. Come on now, Nigel. Drop zone four.
Sorry, Ben, I'm getting all excited now. Drop zone four, yes, please.
Light up drop zone four for us, please.
should be all right.
Just needs to nudge that silver one, Nigel. Is this for £10,000? Come on, Nigel. Yeah! Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Dear, dear, dear.
Nigel, Nigel, Nigel.
I just wanted to get through round one.
And look what you've gone and done. You've only gone and smashed it. £10,000 has gone across the tipping point.
That's lovely, thank you.
But you know what else you managed to get in that drop?
No.
The mystery counter fell
as
well.
Did I?
It's just nestled behind the black one in the wind zone. And to add to the £10,000, you've won yourself an Android tablet courtesy of Finlux.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
Excellent. Thank you.
Prizes are falling out of the sky for you, Nigel.
Thank you very much.
How does that feel?
That's excellent. Thank you.
So, it was a slow start for Nigel in round one, but a double counter drop in round two gave him the lead, and then he led all the way through round three. And in the final round, with his 10th counter, he secured himself a £10,000 jackpot. You had a good day, Nigel?
It's been excellent.
So how about that? Nigel leaves with £10,000 and he won himself a mystery prize in the process. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.